Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 through 18. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Exodus 24th chapter.
The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return to you. Behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The fast, as taught by holy lore, we keep in solemn course once more. The fast to all men known, and bound in 40 days of yearly round. The law and seers that were of old in diverse ways this Lent foretold, which Christ, all seasons guide and king, in latter ages sanctified. So sings one of the old Latin hymns that was appointed for Vespers throughout Lent, which Lutherans continued to sing after the Reformation. The hymn brings out the point that's highlighted in the prophecies that are appointed for today, which is Ember Wednesday in Lent. That for 40 days and 40 nights, Moses fasted on Sinai as he received the law from the Lord. And likewise, for 40 days and 40 nights, Elijah ran from Jezebel to meet the Lord face to face on Sinai also. These are the holy lore of which the hymn speaks. Christ's 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, Sunday's gospel, that's the latter ages event by which he sanctified the discipline. Now, I admit it sounds a bit grandiose to say that the church year season of Lent was foretold by Moses and Elijah and given New Testament certification by Jesus. The English could probably use some work. But the original Latin is not trying to say that programmatic Lent is commanded by God or that it is true worship in itself. But the point is that our common discipline as Christians of fasting and even the common Christian time frame of 40 days, still true in both the East and the West, they're drawn from the very overt examples of the Holy Scriptures. The hymn goes on to teach and to express very plainly the practices themselves, that we should be more sparing with food, with drink, and quite insightfully, more sparing with our words. But then it goes on to teach that such exercises serve not themselves or our justification, but to put away evil in us, especially toward our neighbors. Far from a self-centered piety, these disciplines turn us in repentance toward God, to seek His clemency and His pardon, and toward then our neighbors in kindness. Forgive the sin that we have wrought, it says. Increase the good that we have sought. It should be easy to see why Lutherans were glad to continue such a hymn and to realize it sought discipline in the Lord and the fruits that it would yield, not on account of our merits, but on account of God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. This hymn and this Ember Day serve us very well. They lead us back into the Scriptures, and they show how the Scriptures are written for our instruction also, on whom the end of the age has come. Now, if not, we more than likely would have skipped over these seemingly boring and insignificant narrative story events in the Old Testament instead of treasuring them as holy lore as we ought to. You know all of the more exciting stories that surround them. You know how Elijah battled the prophets of Baal just before, and how his pity party and God's remnant was spoken of just after it. Or with Moses today, you know how God spoke his commandments out in chapter 20. You know all the details of the tabernacle. Maybe you built one when you were in grade school like I did. And you probably know the amazing event that came right before today's passage directly, when the elders that are mentioned and left behind had seen God face to face and had sat there eating with God. Quite a miraculous event in the history of the whole Scriptures. And so, because of all of these things, you might not have seen how 40 days and 40 nights of fasting is actually a very strong biblical pattern even before Christ did it in the New Testament. Now, in both cases, interestingly, Moses and Elijah's 40 days don't lead out of fasting into feasting, but rather it goes the other way. They come out of feasting into a time of fasting. An angel fed Elijah because he had a long journey ahead of him so that he would go in the strength of that food, it says, 40 days and 40 nights to meet God on Mount Sinai. And likewise, in the strength of that feast with God, Moses entered into his restful presence on the Sabbath day so that God might do his work in him, as the hymn just sang, for 40 days, giving his covenant and especially giving all the details of how God was going to meet and indeed do a lot more feeding of his people graciously in the tabernacle. The fruits that should be associated with 40-day periods of fasting, at least in the Bible then, should be clear to us, dear Christians. It's not to better our waistlines or to better our manly courage, but it is to enter God's presence and his rest according to his word. In place of our words and our wills, his word and his will be done among us. From Elijah, we see that we're to flee wickedness and destruction and to find security in the Lord's promises because he preserves his people. In 40 days, then, we will see Christ's redemption and rescue wrought in his Friday sacrifice, in his Saturday rest, and in his Sunday resurrection. From Moses, we see once again that man cannot live by bread alone. But rather, we do live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And lastly, both of these 40 days and nights prepared those prophets for their duties. Moses to establish the tabernacle and to lead God's people to the promised land. Elijah to anoint kings and prophets and then to pass his mantle very quickly on to Elisha in the following chapter. And Christ, most clearly of all, to show his power over Satan at the end of his 40-day fast and to begin then his long march, his preaching, his miracles, and everything that would lead toward his exodus at Jerusalem. Well, even this Ember Wednesday once prepared the church for Ember Saturday, which was traditionally a day when new ministers would be ordained in the church. Now, our fasting and our disciplines, they're not likely to lead any of us toward ordination or to prophethood, certainly none of us to become a Messiah. But they are going to direct us toward our neighbors in the vocations and the service that God has for them in us. So God grant this, O blessed Trinity. Bestow it, simple unity, that what is given from this fast be fruitful for your saints at last. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.